Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catalina. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey has reaffirmed the center's commitment to focused and inclusive development of the Northeast. The minister is on a two-day visit to Kohima as part of the fortnightly Union Minister's visit program to the region. During a review meeting with the Kohima district officials last evening, Mr. Dubey emphasized the need to closely monitor the implementation of central welfare schemes and ensuring efficient use of public funds. He said that delays and gaps in coverage or misuse of schemes would be identified and addressed through discussions with local authorities.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का दिशा निर्देश है कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट में या इधर भी थोड़ा सा लगता है कि वहां विकास बहुत जरूरी है उस जिला पे उस डिस्ट्रिक्ट पे उस राज्य पे ज्यादा फोकस करने की जरूरत है उस जिला में जाके देखा जाता है कि प्रधानमंत्री की जो भी स्कीमें हैं उसमें हम कितने कामयाब हुए हैं कितने अच्छे ढंग से काम कर रहे हैं और आपके यहाँ जो भी कमी होगी हो सकता है कि जितनी स्कीम का लाभ मिलना चाहिए उतना नहीं मिल पाया हो सही दिशा में काम हो रहा है कि नहीं हो रहा है इसी के लिए हम लोग आए हैं.
The minister highlighted the importance of traditional and organic farming practices in the region, stating they align with national and global health goals. Referring to infrastructure development, he said, improved road, highway and railway connectivity is strengthening integration between the Northeast and the rest of the country and will boost economic growth. Reiterating Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, he expressed hope that development efforts in Kohima and the region would gain further momentum in 2026. Earlier, upon arriving in the state capital, the minister visited Rosoma village, inspected development projects and toured an orange orchard. The Business Association of Nagas, BAN, has urged the Ministry of Home Affairs to intervene urgently and vacate the Assam Rifles Training Center, ARTC, from Dimapur Airport, Len, calling it a vital economic engine for Nagaland. In a representation to the ministry, BAN said the ARTC's continued temporary occupation has become the single most critical infrastructural bottleneck, severely restricting growth and investment for Nagaland. It noted that the state government has already allotted an alternative site at Chukuvi in Sumukirima for ARTC's permanent relocation. BAN cautioned that if the issue is not resolved within a reasonable time frame, the business community would be compelled to reconsider its engagement in a region. Union Minister for Communications Jyoti Raditya Sindhya has announced two new India Post services, Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48, which will ensure delivery within 24 and 48 hours. Making the announcement at a program in Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Sindhya said the new services will set a new standard of punctual, reliable and fast delivery. Prime Minister's flagship program for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone within the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Today, in this special series, we take a look at housing and infrastructure initiatives being taken to transform country's urban landscape. A report.
India's urban transition is emerging as a major driver of economic growth and social transformation. Urban areas are currently home to over 48 crore people and projected to cross 60 crore by 2030. Over the past decade, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has adopted a mission-mode approach to urban development. 7 key urban schemes have been reviewed across 12 Pragati meetings by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, underlining their strategic importance and the need for close monitoring at the highest level. 14 key projects worth more than 2,37,000 crore rupees have also been reviewed under the Pragati mechanism. 4 of these projects have already been commissioned, while 10 are under implementation. The directions issued during Pragati reviews have strengthened accountability, improved coordination between ministries and states, resolved implementation bottlenecks, and accelerated projects execution. Under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, more than 1 crore 18 lakh housing units have been sanctioned nationwide, with over 88 lakh houses already completed. The Smart Cities mission has reached an advanced stage, covering 100 cities. Urban livelihoods continue to receive focused support through PM Swanidhi, with over 96 lakh loans amounting to nearly 13,800 crore rupees disbursed to more than 80 lakh street vendors. the Prime Minister's vision for the housing and urban affairs sector emphasizes inclusive, sustainable and technology-enabled cities that ensure dignified living and economic opportunity for all. Karhur, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a pre-budget consultation meeting with states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the ministry said participants gave several suggestions for consideration in the union budget of 2026-27, including continuing the scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment with higher allocations. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on 20th of this month. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.